Hello, everybody.
哦，Thank you for coming.
哦，谢谢大家来到这里。
And praise the Lord that He has provided for you a shepherd for the flock.
很感谢神啊，他为你们预备了牧者。
While watching a TV show in the late 1960s.
当我在看六十年代的一个电视剧的时候。
I became acquainted with the term despot.
我那时候我看到一个字叫做 despot, 就是霸主的意思。
The context of the TV show, was a dictator who was seeking to substitute the President of the United States with one of his personal agents.
这故事讲的就是当时有一个独裁者他想把美国总统换成他自己的亲信。
The dictator was a despot.
那这独裁者就是一个霸主。
What is the dictionary definition of despot?
那我们来看一下字典上是怎么定义这个字。
A despot is an absolute ruler, a tyrant, an oppressor.
这个霸主的意思是一个绝对的统治者，暴君或者压迫者。
Historically, he was a master or a lord, a title of rulers.
那在历史上来是讲，就是讲主人或者领主。
This is especially true of the late Roman emperors.
特别在后来罗马皇帝当政时，这是对统治者的称号。
Before the French Revolution,
在法国大革命之前
，some European states were ruled by enlightened or open-minded or reasonable despots.
那很多欧洲的国家是由这个比较开放的。霸主来统治。
They were acquainted with Enlightenment writers.
他们跟那些启蒙运动的作家非常熟悉。
Like Voltaire and Rousseau and Diderot.
就像好比伏尔泰、罗素和狄德罗。
This word despot is traceable to a Greek word despotes.
这个字的起源是希腊字 despotes,
a word which appears 10 times in the New Testament.
这个字在新约当中出现了十次。
Most of the time, God and Jesus Christ are addressed as such.
那很多时候神和耶稣基督都是以这个词来称呼的。
Today we're going to do something called a word study.
那今天我们就来对这个词做一个很好的研究。
What can we learn about God as we trace the usage of despot in the New Testament?
那我们来看在新约当中这个词是怎么样用的，可以从中学到学了解神。
And how are we to be affected by a realization of the attributes of God that that word brings to mind?
那我们了解了这个字的用法之后，那我们怎么会对神的属性更加清楚
？Despot communicates two clear attributes of our God.
这个字讲出了神两个非常清楚的属性。
Attributes that serve to stir us to pursue the holiness of God.
这两个属性可以帮助我们激励我们去追求神的圣洁。
The first attribute is that our God has sovereign authority in our lives.
这第一个属性就是神在我们的生命当中有绝对的主权。
The use of despot in ancient Greek culture portrays this.
在希腊的文化当中，古代文化当中，这个字有这个意思。
The despot was the master of a house.
他是一家之主。
It expressed social rank or position.
他代表了一个社会地位或者阶层。
He was the owner.
他是那个主人。
He was one with absolute authority.
他是具有绝对权威的。
When the Jewish rebels were making war against ancient Rome.
当以色列的暴乱反对者和罗马政府斗争的时候，
those rebels preferred torture over acknowledging the emperor as despot.
这些起义的人情愿忍受折磨，也不愿意承认罗马皇帝是他们的主人。
In other words, they refused to recognize that the emperor's authority bound them.
换句话来讲，他们就是拒绝承认这皇帝的权柄对他们的约束。
The Old Testament usage also portrays this sovereign authority usage.
那在旧约当中也同样了描写了用这个字来描写了神的绝对主权。
Around 200 BC, the Old Testament was translated from Hebrew into Greek.
大概在公元前200年的时候，那 古代的希伯来文被翻译成希腊文。
And this term despot isn't really used by Bible writers from the beginning of the Bible.
那当初的时候，这个字并没有在圣经当中被作者所使用。
In order to say the word Lord, they used another word.
他们对主是用另外一个字来称呼的。
A despot exercised arbitrary power without conditions.
这个霸主他拥有无条件的绝对权利。
God the Father was more benevolent than what Greek despots were.
父神相对这个希腊文化当中的霸主来讲，更加仁慈。
But over time, despot came to mean one who exercises absolute disposal rights over persons or things.
但是随着时间的流逝，这个词呢用来指一个人对人或对物有完全的使用权。
He could sell people or things.
他可以卖人，也可以卖东西。
After all, he owned them.
毕竟他拥有他们。
The New Testament usage portrays this sovereign authority usage also.
在新约当中也用这个词来表明神绝对的主权。
Please turn to Luke chapter 2, verse 29.
请大家看路加福音二章。
Perhaps we can start with verse. I'm sorry, I threw your curveball there. Sorry.
Luke chapter 9.
Luke chapter 2, okay. Verse 29 is where the word is located. Let me explain. Simeon has been told that he will not die until he has seen the Lord's Christ.
我想说一些背景的。那里面讲到西面，他曾经神应许他在他去世之前可以见到主。
And here come Joseph and Mary with the baby Jesus.
这时候约瑟和玛利亚就带着耶稣基督是婴儿的耶稣基督来到他面前。
And then Simeon says, verse 29.
这时候西面就说了二章二十九节那一句话。
Feel free to read verse 29.
说主啊，如今可以照你的话释放仆人安然去世。
Simeon has seen the Lord's Christ.
西面看见了耶稣基督。
So God revealed to Simeon that he would see the Christ before his death.
神应许西面在他去世之前可以看见耶稣基督。
And the Christ was observed.
这里耶稣被看见。
And God was addressed as despot.
这个主这个词就用这个霸主这个词来表示。
The promise was fulfilled.
神的应许成就。
Acts chapter 4, starting in verse 24.
在使徒行传第四章二十四节开始。
Okay, perhaps you could read all the verses 20-31.
31节。他们看见了就同心合意高声向神说，主啊，你是造天地海和其中万物的。你曾借着圣灵托你的仆人我们的祖宗大卫的口说， 外邦为什么争闹，万民为什么谋算虚妄的事。世上的君王一起起来，臣宰也聚集，要抵挡主，并主的受膏者。希律和本丢比拉多，外邦人和以色列民，果然在这城里聚集，要攻打你所膏的圣仆耶稣，成就你手和你意志所预定必有的事。他们恐吓我们，现在求主鉴察，一面叫你仆人大胆大放胆量讲你的道，一面伸出你的手来医治疾病，并且使神迹奇事因着你圣徒耶稣的名行出来。祷告完了，聚会的地方震动，他们就被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。
God is addressed as despot in verse 24.
在24节当中，神也是用大主这个词被称呼的。
Peter and John recognized God's authority.
彼得和约翰承认了神的主权。
To the reduction of man's authority.
这个主权高于人间的政权。
Authoritative acts of God were acknowledged.
神的主权被承认。
Creation.
神的创造。
And the conspiracy and crucifixion of Christ.
谋杀耶稣的阴谋和耶稣被钉十字架。
First Timothy chapter 6.
在提摩太前书第六章。
And please read verses 1 and 2.
第一节到第二节。凡在恶下做仆人的，当以自己主人配受十分的恭敬，免得神的名和道理被人亵渎。仆人有信道的主人，不可因为与他是弟兄就轻看他，更要加以服侍他，因为得服侍之益处的是信道蒙爱的。你们要以此教训人，劝勉人。
The word for master in these verses is despot.
这里用到主人这个词，也是用霸主这个词来表达的。
And please also read Titus 2:9.
在提多书二章九节也是这样子，劝仆人要顺服自己的主人，凡事讨他的喜欢，不可顶撞他。
In these passages there's a clear citation, a clear citing of the master-slave institution.
在这两段经文当中很清楚地讲出了主人和仆人的关系。
With an accompanying injunctionTo submit to the despot.
而且他讲到了仆人必须顺服主人。
Seek to please them.
要讨他的喜欢。
No back talk.
不可顶撞他。
Do it for the Lord's sake.
这是为了主的缘故而做的。
The Lord himself is the primary example of a servant's submission to the master.
耶稣基督自己也为我们做出了一个仆人对主人的态度的榜样。
We have already read Philippians 2:5-7.
我们开始的时候念了腓立比书二章五到七节。
So how can we apply the truth of this sort of word study?
那我们学了这个对这个词进行了研究之后，我们应该怎么样应用这个真理呢？
Number one, God's plan will take place.
第一点，神的计划一定会发生。
His absolute purpose will prevail.
他的绝对的目的一定会成功。
And who are we to defy His authority in any sphere of life?
我们实在是不配，我们不能违抗，在我们生命当中无法违抗他的主权。
This is a comfort in trials.
这对我们在困难当中，这是一个非常好的安慰。
It's all under God's control.
凡事都在神的掌控之下。
No amount of sin on the part of people can frustrate God's sovereign working of His plan.
神对我们在生命当中的计划，不会因为我们的犯罪多少而受到影响。
So the first clear attribute of God communicated by the word despot is His sovereign authority.
所以我们看到这第一条非常明显的神的属性，就告诉我们这个霸主这个词代表了神绝对的主权。
The second attribute is that our God is all powerful to carry out his sovereign authority.
我们第二个属性就是说到神是全能的，在执行他绝对主权的这方面是全能的。
As the word is used in the Old Testament, there are examples of power.
在旧约当中，我们可以看从神的圣经当中看见这样的例子。
Daniel chapter 9, verse 15.
但以理书九章十五。
There it is. Feel free to read it.
九章十五。主我们的神啊，你曾用大能的手领你的子民出埃及地，使自己得了名，正如今日一样，我们犯了罪，做了恶。
The word for Lord there is despot in the Greek.
这边主这个词也是用霸主这个词来代表。
Isaiah chapter 1, verse 24.
以赛亚书一章二十四节。因此主万军之耶和华，以色列的大能者说，哎，我要向我的对头雪恨，向我的敌人报仇。
The Lord of hosts, the mighty one of Israel.
主万军之耶和华，以色列的大能者。
Isaiah chapter 10, verse 33.
以赛亚书十章三十三节。看哪，主万军之耶和华已经下削去树枝，长高的必被砍下，高大的必被伐倒。
It is a powerful God who will humble the proud.
他是全能的神，他会使那骄傲的人谦卑。
Let's go back to Acts 4 for some more New Testament usage.
那我们再回到刚才我们看过的使徒行传四章，再看到新约中这个词怎么用。
I don't think we have to reread it. But please note in the verses, God's power had healed a beggar.
如果请大家注意啊，在神的在这段经文当中讲到神的能力可以医治一个乞丐。
And that's why the apostles were before the Jewish council.
这是这个使徒们在公会前所做的。
At the end of the prayer, the meeting place shook.
当他们祷告结束的时候，这聚会的地方震动。
And a prayer for boldness was answered.
他们放胆讲道的这个祷告被神应允。
The Jewish council was defied.
这个公会遭到抵制。
And the gospel was preached.
福音被传扬。
Please turn to the little book of Jude, just before the book of Revelation.
让我们来看在启示录之前那一本书犹大书。
And please read verses 4 through 7.
犹大书四节到七节。因为有些人偷着进来，就是自古被定受刑罚的，是不虔诚的，将我们神的恩变作放纵情欲的机会，并且不论独一的主宰我们主耶稣基督。从前主救了他的百姓出埃及地，后来就把那些不幸的灭绝了。这一切事的事你们虽然都知道，我却仍要提醒你们。又有不守本位离开自己住处的天使，主用锁链把他们永远拘留在黑暗里，等待大日的审判。又如索多玛、俄摩拉和周围城邑的人，也照他们一味的行淫，随从异性的情欲，就受永火的刑罚作为鉴戒。
The word for Lord in verse 4 is despot.
第四节这一句也是用了霸主这个词。
And there are clear examples of God's power in this passage.
在这里边很明显的看到神的能力。
The Exodus from Egypt.
他们从埃及出来。
The judgment on the generation that came out of Egypt.
对这批以色列人在旷野当中的审判。
The judgment on Sodom and Gomorrah.
这个对索多玛、俄摩拉的审判。
And the judgment on angels who fell.
对堕落天使的审判。
I knew a man named Sutherland McLean who was a missionary in France.
我认识一位去法国的宣教士 Sutherland McLean.
He was riding a bike and a truck ran over him.
那时候他骑着自行车，但是背后开过来的一辆大卡车撞到。
And his midsection, his abdomen.Was crushed.
他的身体的中部被压扁了。
I saw a picture of him in a hospital bed.
我看到他躺在医院床上的一个照片。
It was incredible.
实在令人难以置信。
His abdomen was flat.
他的腹部是平的。
But God was powerful enough to heal.Sutherland McLean.
但是神的能力足够医治他。
One year later, he was skiing in the Alps.
一年之后，他就在阿尔卑斯山区滑雪。
God's power can still heal people.
神的大能今天仍然可以医治人。
And the power of unrighteous governments do not win over the power of the gospel.
这个世上的政府无义的行为没有办法胜过神的大能福音的大能。
How I pray for the church in China.
我们应该怎样为中国的教会祷告呢?
The government is getting harder on Christians and any other religious group.
这个当政的人对基督徒和其他宗教团体进行比较严重的压迫。
As I pray for this congregation, I also pray for the church in China.
当我为这个你们这边人祷告的时候，我也想到会为中国的教会祷告。
So our God and despot is all powerful to carry out His sovereign authority.
但是我们的神，他作为这霸主，他可以行使他的绝对权力。
We who are Christians are not impotent. We do not lack power.
我们作为基督徒来讲，我们并不是无能的。
Our ultimate resource is omnipotent, all-powerful.
我们终极的源头的力量是无所不能的。
God is all-powerful to provide for needs.
神对于我们的需要是无所不能的。
What are needs? Food, clothing, and shelter.
我们所需要的食物衣服和住处。
Matthew chapter 6 verses 31 and 32.
马太福音六章三十一到三十二。所以不要忧愁说吃什么喝什么穿什么。这都是外邦人所求的。你们需用的这一切东西你们的天父是知道的。
1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 8.
提摩太前书六章八节。只要有衣有食就当知足。
I had breakfast this morning.
今天早上我吃过早饭了。
I'm wearing clothes right now.
我有衣服穿。
And I have a shelter over my head.
我也有住处。
And God is all powerful to empower us to have victory over sin and to pursue righteousness.
神有绝对的力量可以帮助我们胜过罪，追求圣洁。
There is no sin that I commit that cannot be defeated through God's power.
没有一个罪能够阻止我胜过他，只要我依靠神的能力。
So today we still have despots in the world.
今天我们仍然有霸主在世界上。
And they bear authority and power over their people.
他们管理他们的人民。有能力和权柄。
And they are usually unrighteous in the exercise of their authority and power.
在他们使用他们权力的时候，常常会有不义的行为。
But our God is righteous.
但我们的主神是公义的。
His sovereign plan and his putting forth of power are for totally righteous reasons.
他最高的主权，他的计划，他的能力都是为了绝对的公义原因。
Let us submit to his sovereignty.
那我们就服在他的主权之下。
And request his power in everyday living.
在我们日常生活当中，请求他能力的赐予。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。